91X News.
It is 4 degrees and cloudy at 5 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Brock Hermond. Starting off in the U.S., the death toll in the Oakland, California warehouse fire has grown to 36. Authorities announced the latest tally early today, saying they expect the number to rise. Noel Gallo, an Oakland City Council representative, says both the owner and manager of the warehouse need to answer for the tragedy.
Knowing the individuals from the owner to the manager with an attitude, big attitude, drugged out half of the time, knowing him, with his resistance, his pushback, he needs to be held accountable.
And the fire erupted during a dance party late Friday. Highway 7 near Caledar has been reopened after being closed between Flinton Road and Highway 41. The road was closed in order to cut off over 40 kilograms of steel from a tractor trailer involved in the crash. Two people from Ottawa were pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the tractor trailer was sent to the hospital with minor injuries. An electoral reform will come out here in Quinte West City Council. Will confirm if they keep the first-past-the-post voting system for the 2010 municipal election tonight. Belleville City Council announced last week they intend to keep the system despite the federal government proposing a shift to a ranked ballot system. QNET News is attending the meeting tonight and will report more. Your morning cup of coffee could help save a local endangered bird. QNET News reporter Callie Jackson has more.
Picton's Kathy Felker has been a volunteer for the Prince Edward Point Bird Observatory for the past 4 years and is now selling Shade Tree Coffee.
Shade Tree Coffee just means that the coffee's grown under the shade of the rainforest.
Felker explained why it's important for locals to buy the coffee.
So all of our Canadian birds that we think of as our birds migrate to Mexico's Central and South America. The coffee that I have is from Nicaragua, and I know for a fact that we have endangered species from Canada that go to Nicaragua. So by saving rainforest, we're saving their habitat.
President of the Quinte Field Naturalists, George Thompson, also spoke on how important the coffee is.
Bags of coffee, bird-friendly, shade-grown, organic, really important habitat-protecting coffee from Central America. That funding from the coffee goes to support the Prince Edward Point Bird Observatory. It does wonderful work on banding birds, finding out about migratory patterns of birds and everything down there.
Felker also touched on the impact Shade Tree Coffee will help make.
And a lot of people don't understand why coffee can cost $15 a pound when they can go and buy something at the grocery store, but it's such a huge impact on habitat that I think it's worth it.
Shade Tree Coffee is available at Campbell's Orchard, Countryside in Picton, and The General in Wellington. Callie Jackson, QNET News, Belleville.
And that's QNET News on 91X to 504. In sports, Sepp Blatter has lost his appeal against a 6-year ban by FIFA and now has more serious legal cases lined up against him. The former president of soccer's governing body was banned for approving a $2 million U.S. payment to a top soccer official in 2011. Now Blatter faces a separate FIFA ethics investigation into suspected bribery. In the NHL, Montreal Canadiens forward Alex Galchenyuk is out indefinitely with a lower body injury, the team announced today. The Canadiens say Galchenyuk suffered the injury in Montreal's 5-4 shootout win at Los Angeles yesterday. Galchenyuk leads the Canadiens with 23 points in 25 games. In tonight's action in the NFL, the Indianapolis Colts are playing the New York Jets at 8:30. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors host the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight. And in the NHL, the Ottawa Senators play against Pittsburgh, and Columbus goes up against Arizona. And finally, in baseball news, the Philadelphia Phillies have reportedly come to terms on a contract with reliever Joaquin Benoit. A person familiar with the negotiations says the two sides have agreed to a $7.5 million U.S. one-year contract. Benoit, who is 39, finished last season with the Toronto Blue Jays. He posted a 0.38 earned run average over 25 appearances with Toronto. That's it for sports. You can send us your team or league scores by emailing qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Forecast for Belleville, weather continues to be mainly cloudy with temperatures dropping overnight to minus 3. Tomorrow, it's cloudy with a high of 6 degrees, dropping to 2 overnight with a chance of showers. And for Wednesday, it'll be a mix of sun and cloud, windy, and the high of plus 3. At 5:06, it is 4 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Brock Herman, News on 91X, next at 6.